Well, when you write in Radical Evolution that some of the things that they're working on for the future will either become our heaven or our hell, they really could go in either way, either direction.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, take a look at, someday in the very near future, your kid's going to come home from school in tears again. And the reason is that he just, once again, he just can't compete with the kids who are more athletic, smarter, better behaved, more beautiful, and more capable than he is as a human being. And the reason is that his parents have bought the enhancements that are increasingly coming on the market, and you haven't. So the question is, well, you know, what do you say to this kid? One possibility is you say, I don't care what other parents are doing to their kids' mind and memory and body. We love you just the way you are. Or you say, well, look, I guess we got to, you know, remortgage the house again for a third time to kind of keep up with this arms race of these enhancements that are increasingly available to humans. Or you try to get the enhanced kids thrown out of your school. And if you do that, you're going to just increasingly widen the gap between the enhanced people and the naturals who could take advantage of these brand new technologies, but choose not to, like today's vegetarians.
And that could be very dangerous for the future.
Yep. The thing is, I mean, this is not science fiction. I spent the better part of a year with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA.
Oh, yeah.
This is the research and development arm of the Pentagon, and they are in the forefront of human enhancement at the Defense Sciences Office. So, for example, I mean, the stuff that they're doing really boggles the mind. They've already, for example, funded Belle, who's a monkey at Duke, and she is telekinetic. She can move objects long distance with her thoughts. I'm not making this up.
How does she do this?
I'm so glad you asked. Well, the way you make a the way you make a telekinetic monkey is the first thing you do is you get her hooked on computer games.
Okay.
Belle had this joystick and this screen, and she could control the cursor. And if she caused the cursor to hit a flashing light, she got a drop of juice. But within a week or so, it was pretty clear she's a smart monkey. She could almost care about this juice. She's really hooked on the computer game. And as soon as they did that, then they drilled a hole in her head, and they took a device that was smaller than a penny with hundreds of superfine wires coming out of it, and they put it into her motor cortex, the part of the brain that controls muscle movement.
Okay.
And these little wires lined up with individual neurons in the brain so that they could read these parts of the brain as they were firing in real time. Once they had that all set up, they patched her up and fired up the computer game, and as she played it, they watched her brain neurons firing through the computer, through the device. As soon as they figured out which part of the brain firing was associated with what part of her muscle movement, then they disconnected the joystick. Okay? So the only way she can play this game is with her thoughts.
Okay, and this is where the fun really started, I bet.
Right. And sure enough, not only could she control the cursor just with her thoughts, winning the game just by staring at it and thinking about it, but then to be cool about it, they took this signal and they piped it 600 miles north up to MIT, where it was piped into a robotic arm. And sure enough, the signals from her brain caused the robotic arm to dance like a ballerina in exactly the same way that her arm would have moved if she had been using her arm to play the game. So what she can, if she can control a robotic arm up at MIT from 600 miles away, what you basically got is a telekinetic monkey who can move objects with her thoughts.
With infant technology in that area.
Right, with real basic, this is extremely primitive, although last summer it was installed in the first human being. Last summer a guy named Matthew Nagel, up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, he's an unfortunate case. He got into a knife fight some years ago.
Oh, that's the paraplegic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so anyway, so he's locked up from the neck down. His spinal cord has been severed. But he's had exactly the same kind of technology installed in his brain by a company called CyberKinetics. And so last summer, he became the first human to send an email with his thoughts.
And wait a minute. He actually sent an email by thinking about it?
Yep.
I mean, let's say you want to email me, George, at coasttocoastam.com. Mm-hmm. He thinks of that address first?
You don't have this in your brain yet, George?